This is the Bloomberg Advantage with Carol Masser and Corey Johnson on Bloomberg Radio.
You are listening to the Bloomberg Advantage. Time to check back with our Bloomberg Stocks columnist, Dave Wilson. And Dave, what are you watching?
We have an initial public offering to talk about, Carol. ELF Beauty.
Wow.
Company spells its first name in lowercase with periods. The E stands for eyes, the L for lips, and the F for face.
It's not Elf?
Oh, Elf. You know what? You see this in Target. You see it. Actually, my supermarket has the Elf brand.
Well, there you go. Cosmetics company began publicly traded shares today. ELF's website says the company sells top quality professional makeup products at prices that will impress you. There's a range of concealers, lip liners, eyeliners, lipsticks, mascaras, and beauty tools that cost $1 each. And as you mentioned, you can find them in Target. ELF stock has a far higher price tag. The company made its IPO at $17 a share, which is $1 higher than the top end of a projected range. The IPO raised $142 million. About half the proceeds went to ELF. The rest went to the founding Sharma family, the private equity firm TPG, and other stockholders. TPG took control of the company in January 2014. Now, ELF's trading debut has proven to be more rewarding for the company's holders. Stock's up 52.5% from its IPO price. Data compiled by Bloomberg shows that would be the year's sixth biggest gain for a U.S. IPO on the first day of trading.
And the company based in the hottest town and the hottest city in all of America?
What's that?
Oakland, California.
Oh, there you go. Hey, I look at the Bloomberg IPO index so far this year, folks. It's up about 12%. So we'll see how this one ultimately trades over the next few months. Hey, Dave, thank you so much. Our Bloomberg Stocks columnist, Dave Wilson, taking a look at ELF Beauty in its debut here in trading. This is the Bloomberg Advantage.
And now I hold the losing hand. So I must have got lost.
Oh, joining us right now is the Adam Levin, chairman of IDT 911. Talk about the loss of data that may have happened at Yahoo. We knew something was going on here, Adam, but talk to me about how big this is and how important this story is.
Potential for 200 million Yahoo email users to be impacted by this. And, you know, what information is floating around out there, nobody is exactly sure. Some say usernames and passwords, though the passwords are scrambled. Some say names. Some say birth dates. Some say some backup email. But, you know, what it confirms, again, that no organization, regardless of size, of sophistication, of technology, is immune to cyber criminals.
You know, I want to also bring in our Nafisa Saeed, national security reporter for Bloomberg News, joining us from our D.C. bureau. Nafisa, talk to us about this. This sounds like this could be potentially a kind of a make-or-break thing for Yahoo.
We've heard from Recode, a tech news website that reported this overnight, citing anonymous sources close to the situation, saying that this could be massive and widespread and serious. So we don't know the exact scale yet, but like you said, it could be hundreds of millions of users.
Was it just a matter, Nafisa, let me just ask you, was it just a matter of time before something like this happened? We keep, you know, seeing things happen, security breaches. I don't know.
Yeah, now it shows the danger of hackers being able to pull big amounts of data from, you know, even large internet companies and being able to sell it online to criminals. And it could be that companies may not know for years that the data was taken or then be able to take security measures. So we reached out to Yahoo. We haven't heard back, but we did hear reports last month that a hacker who had taken data from LinkedIn was selling information of 200 million Yahoo accounts on the dark web. And at that time, Yahoo had said it was investigating the claim.
So is this news or not? I can't tell.
It could be. We're waiting to see. I mean, if it's hundreds of millions of people and their security could be compromised and whether it's up for sale on the dark web. So we're waiting to see how widespread it is and whether then, you know, people have access to personal, is it just their personal email accounts or could it be even more personal data at stake?
Adam. Go ahead.
Adam, how valuable is Yahoo data? I mean, Yahoo has historically, I remember Carol Bartz, about two CEOs ago, telling me that everyone has a Yahoo email account. But everyone doesn't use a Yahoo email account anymore.
Well, you got to put this all in context, and that is that they anticipate, based on the breaches so far this year, and this is really before Yahoo, that we were on track to have over 1 billion personal files exposed just in 2016. Up to 2016, over a billion files have been exposed. In 2015, think about the fact that over 120 million Social Security numbers were exposed just through four breaches. So breaches have become the third certainty in life. That when you talk about user ID and password, the issue there is that so many people, first of all, use an email address as a user ID. So that means that half their login information is already out there. The second thing is that they tend to share passwords and login information across their entire universe of websites, retail, email, financial, social networking, and that oftentimes people's passwords are pretty anemic anyway. So, you know, there's a lot of work to be done there. But unfortunately, this is really a sign of our times, and this is why it's so important, long and strong passwords, discreet, don't share them, have two-factor authentication so you're notified anytime anybody appears to be logging on to a site from a different device. And in particular, you got to be sensitive to phishing attacks, because now they have email information in context, and you could be approached by someone with your birth date or anything else as if it's a retailer or a government agency, and they seem to know a lot about you, and then you tend to let your guard down, and you become vulnerable to giving away more information and setting yourself up for identity theft.
We had a lesson at home. Something seemed to come from Apple. It looks somewhat legit. And my husband's like, it ain't legit. And he was kind of giving a lesson to my daughter, like, see how this, you know, if you see this, don't, you know, things like this, don't click on it. Don't touch it. You know, Adam, Corey brought up a point before, you know, the election season coming, do we have to be worried about, like, our election results being compromised? Just got about 20 seconds here.
Yeah, I mean, there is some concern that there are different points of vulnerability there. It's as more dangerous that confidence in the fact that the world's biggest democracy can't get its election stuff straight, and that could be more the plan of what's going on.
Yeah.
But also access to data files.
Right.
Sure, you can, you know, it's dangerous stuff.
Nafisa, just saving 10 seconds. Yahoo, we're waiting to hear from them, right? We haven't got anything confirmed, just quickly.
Right, we haven't heard anything, but big question is Verizon is prepared to take over Yahoo's core assets for nearly $5 billion. So question on how this reported hack or potential hack might impact that.
Definitely live in a different world. Nafisa Sayed, national security reporter for Bloomberg News, along with Adam Levin, chairman of Identity Theft 911, on the phone in New York. This is Bloomberg.